This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. That's Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, Sports Talk, and all the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk, Monday edition, and feeling a little more upbeat this Monday just because, like I said in that opening segment, we're heading into training camp this week. Woo-hoo. We're going to finally get to see football practice, and I know I'll get out there Wednesday and come into the studio, complain about the heat. Oh, man, one of the pads coming on. But football season's here. The black and gold are getting back into action. Saints season, this is what we're all about here on WWL.
Yes, sir. And, you know, as soon as we get into practices, the first padded practice is going to be on Monday,
right,
July 28th. And then after that, you're looking ahead to the preseason. And once you get to the preseason and the regular season, so it's going to be kind of a rolling ball. But this is obviously the first step, and we're all excited for it.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, you can sound off 504-260-1870. I know George has been hanging on patiently. We'll get to him now. What you doing on this Monday, George? How you been?
Hey, guys. Hey, really appreciate y'all. Listen, I'm pumped up for the Saints season. I like what they've done on the offensive line, the defensive line. I think we're going to be pretty strong at running back. The receivers should be adequate, tight ends adequate. The secondary might need a little help, but they may rise up. But, guys, I don't see how we can go into a season with a – Spencer Rattler, who has proven, you know, a big double zeros, and a Tyler Shuck, who played not that much football in college, has some talent. But I think we should have signed one or two good veterans and let, you know, Shuck battle out with them, get rid of Rattler and Hayner. They're not NFL talent, in my opinion. But just wanted to get you guys' feedback. I know we're optimistic about Shuck.
Right.
But what are the – I've heard rumors that there are a possibility for Tua. And I just want to – if we had a Tua in here, guys, I think we'd be competitive in about every ball game. And I just want y'all's feedback.
Thank you, George. Yeah, I haven't heard anything really about Miami willing to even part ways with Tua right now.
I haven't either. I get George's point, though, 100% about young this quarterback room is. And that's why a lot of the national media is just negative about the Saints. It's because there's the quote-unquote unknown there, right? Like Spencer Rattler.
Who I'm not ready to give up on after last year, even though the zero wins, everyone wants to point out. Look at what was surrounding the guy. Let's give him another chance, please.
That's why you give him the kind of incomplete grade instead of just an automatic F. But I do understand, you know, the winless record in his rookie campaign, you can't really take that away either. Tyler Shuck, the injuries that he suffered throughout college, you know, he's an interesting question mark because he's an older rookie. But, you know, one thing I will say, George, is that when we were talking with Scott Shanley last week about it, because Jeff had brought up the idea of Jake Haener being the third piece of this quarterback battle, and then even the UDFA and Hunter Deckers.
Right.
With a shortened preseason where you only had the three preseason games, and with, you know, not having 2-a-days anymore where you only have a couple hours of practice a day and you only have limited practice sessions in training camp, how many reps can you really give every quarterback in the room? Now, if you were to say, like George had mentioned, if you got rid of Haener and Rattler and brought in a veteran, then sure, that would be your quarterback competition, is a veteran versus Shuck for the starting QB job. But it's really difficult to have, you know, a ton of heads in the single quarterback room because there's just so many limited reps in practice and in the preseason games that are now, you know, shortened down to three at this point. So it was always going to be probably a two-man race. I think Kellen handpicked his guy in Tyler Shuck, and I think that there was just going to give, you know, Rattler another chance. So that's why it's this two-man battle. And, you know, maybe they still go out and get a guy. Injuries happen at training camp. We'll see what happens.
The problem is who's available, right, Charlie?
Exactly. It's just a really shortened list. And it was always a shortened list. Like, the free agent quarterback market this year was, like, Sam Darnold and, like, Russell Wilson.
Right, and we didn't know any of this until Derek Carr announced he's retiring.
Correct. So that's another kind of wrench that was thrown in it as well.
Right.
So it wasn't a great QB market. The good QBs got paid pretty quickly. And then the Saints, they were going to give Rattler another shot just because, as we mentioned, it's kind of an incomplete for him. And then Shuck was Kellen Moore's handpicked guy. And it's going to be those two battling it out, which is going to be a legitimate training camp battle to keep an eye on. Everyone thinks that it's going to be Shuck, and he's got the upper edge being a second round pick. But if Rattler shows up and shows out throughout training camp, throughout the preseason, he can win the job. It's a true competition. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch kind of play out. But those two young guys, we'll see what happens throughout training camp, Steve.
I wouldn't rule out possibly when teams start making cuts and maybe a veteran becomes available, the Saints go down that road. But the ones that were available to New Orleans just did not interest the coaching staff here. Like, a Carson Wentz is still on the market right now. What good is that to bring him into this team?
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of slim pickings. A lot of the times with the quarterback position, Bobby always says that there's not enough of them as starting quarterbacks at the NFL level. Maybe, like, people have talked about Kirk Cousins before, but, I mean, how could you really get him? Because he's still...
He'd have to be released by Atlanta,
he's
right?
He's still under contract.
He's not getting
with the
traded
Falcons,
here.
And they would have to cut him and have to still eat a lot of dead money to be able to cut him.
And even Atlanta knows where he'd be headed probably first.
Exactly. So the veteran quarterback market was limited. I think that they're going to let these two young guys battle it out and see who comes out on top.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.